Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for our Boogie Line Bookworm!
Hey, Mr. Funny, you ready to boogie on?
Yeah, let's get down on the movie
boogie
line.
Boogie on down.
Put Reverend B in your butt.
Put up Zimitore in your butt.
Then put some fears in your butt.
Matter of fact, put Liz in your butt.
You can put a train track in your butt.
Then put Paul Mack in your
Matter of fact, put a gun in your butt.
Then Mr. Fun in your butt.
Put a swimming pool in your butt.
Then you put Abhula in your butt.
You can even be bitchy in your butt.
Then put some Richie in your butt.
Put a muff in your butt.
Let's put some stuff in your butt. Wahoo!
Hey, I ain't putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about, putting boogies in people's butt? You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt. Say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can.
Sound dirty in your butt, but you've got 3330 in your butt.
If it sounded dumb in your butt, it was Mr. Fun in your butt.
Hi, gang. Hi, Paul.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting hoarse from doing this
number. Thank you.
Here.
This is Paul Mack for the week of February 17th through the 21st of 85 with Mr. Fun in your butt.
With input at 761-0333, but you're not going to call that yet.
That's
until
right.
Later after
until
you've
you
heard
hear
this
telephone
menagerie.
At 882-9524.
Why, thank you, Paul.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have a lot of fun on your butt this week. Right, buddy?
Let's get on with some stuff.
That's right.
And stick it in your butt.
All of them.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock, do it. Put a case in your butt. I say, put a metal case in your butt. I say, put a face in your butt. I say, put a frown in your butt. I say, put a clown in your butt. I say, sit on down in your butt. I say, put a boat in your butt. I say, put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Real good when you sing about your butt thing.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting the butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this? $100 bill. I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Well, step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say put some dust in your butt. I say it's a must in your butt. I say pizza crust in your butt. Say put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say see ya later in your butt. Put an alligator in your butt. I say put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny in your butt. I say squeeze it, please it, but don't tease it. Put it in your butt. Wait up, let me just say put a hot cup of brim. Fill it to the rim.
Yeah, Paul, this is Mark L.A. I mean, it's Mr. Phone. I'm back again. And this might run over a little bit, although I'll try to, you know, do the best I can. I will play it, but I got something pretty important to say. So, you know, okay, here goes. I was watching, I had Letty on this afternoon on a hot. And between them and HBO, I was back and forth, and I noticed that between about 2 and 2:30, they had about 6 or 8 short subjects on, you know. So I came up with an idea to get a program on, Groundhog Day. On Groundhog Day. Now, one channel had a marathon a little bit earlier. They played all the old I Love Lucy shows, which is fine. One channel had another thing where they played all of the Honeymooners episodes uncut, and the only interruption was they had, I believe it was the Nightly News program on, and that lasted for about an hour, but that's okay. That was the only interruption they had. And so I figured, well, get one. And I would like to get a program together that would have, like, a marathon
Did
of short subjects.
Did you know that there was a situation?
Working hours,
situation was going to be that way.
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yes, I was.
This is the old whatnots and...
But I thought it was Friday.
My frying pan was left on the counter.
Never saw it over there. You shouldn't have left it to me.
What was a closing situation?
Well, the situation was the speaker didn't really work.
A recontracting comprisal of hairdo.
Well, I tried that, but it still didn't work.
Impeccable calibrist.
I know, but the Fred Astaire and the Critics Fred wasn't right.
The Fred Astaire is an acting class.
But the Critics Fred didn't work.
Don't give me a speech on the shoulder thing.
Well, don't tell me, you cockeyed
moron. Who are you?
Moron.
There are three of my faces in this room, and I'm getting pissed
but
over
there
this situation.
Was one of the situation that two you didn't recover.
Ago, our forefingers were thumbing up far
and
over.
I did that, and as they say, ashes to ashes, dust
musk
to dust.
Musk to musk
if
on
it
the
wasn't
situation.
For women, if our peckers would rust.
Peck on your own rust.
Well, who the heck is this guy talking to
Let's
here?
Let's listen and find the situation.
Hey, movie shelter. The good thing about that is, you know, you pay one person, you get a lot of movies. Because each month you get, what is it? I'm thinking, is there 80 some movies? Oh, maybe I'm, no, that might be a wrong figure, but I don't know if it is or not. So, well, you've seen y'all around. And, right now, goodbye.
What a strange person.
In the very near future, a small group of Americans and Russians set out on the greatest adventure of them all. To see if there's life beyond the stars.
You see, something's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
2010, the year we make contact. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
That's right, 2010. Not playing absolutely anywhere
Wait
right now.
Here.
Paul can't find it, but it
but
has been nominated
it
for five
nominations,
Academy Awards.
And I haven't found the fifth one yet, so give me a break.
Paul's over there underlining what 2010
it was
has been
nominated. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a costume. It was. You didn't even give me a break here, buddy. I want to tell you what it was nominated for. Oh, no, that's not it either.
Best. What was that you said? Best revamp of an
sound.
Original movie?
Okay, gotta.
Sound, okay.
Okay, this picture was nominated.
Five
for Academy
times.
Awards.
Five times.
And ask me what for?
For what, Paul?
Okay. Art direction, costume design, sound, and visual effects, and makeup.
And it should get a special award for not playing anywhere right at this
that
moment.
That sucks because it's awarded for, it's nominated for stuff and it's not even going anywhere. Well, listen, gang, we're going to speak about the awards and the Artie Awards, as a matter of fact.
The Artie Awards. Well, when do you want to speak about
it? We're going to talk about that a little bit later into the tape. However, we're going to scam some of this first.
Hello, Mr. Mac. This is Ken on Target, callers, and I really don't have much to say about movies except for the fact that I heard The Falcon and the Snowman was really good, but I haven't gone to see it yet. Everybody besides me has. And to this date, I've seen Beverly Hills Cop 16 times, and it's the best movie I've ever seen in my life. But I have to, one thing I have to comment on is the tape you made last week had to be just about the funniest thing I've ever heard on any comment line in my entire life. And I don't want to dwell into this more than it's already gone into, but it was just simply hilarious, Paul, and I definitely commend you for that. One thing, though, I really miss you. I wish you'd call our line. I really do, and you did before when we were up and you had something to say, so maybe you will and maybe you won't, but it'd be nice to hear from you anyway. And to those of you who don't know the on-target phone number, it's 988-5064, and you can call that for your music review comments. And anyway, we'll be talking to you, and it's nice to hear from you sometime, so give us a call sometime. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Paul Mac, this is Stalking Wolf from Orange. I just wanted to say that you are being a real big jerk by putting Bob 213 down. I mean, he's a real cool guy, and I can't believe that you're doing all this shit to him. I mean, you know, he hasn't done anything to hurt anybody. He's, you know, said some things. He spoke his mind. He really is a cool guy, and I just think you're being a jerk for putting him down. Another thing is... you know, that Bob Memorial I really wouldn't want to hear, you know. That's kind of stupid. That's sick, guy. You know? And I mean, you probably don't know me. You've probably heard me on the BS line, but, you know, I just think you're Looney Tunes. You're just a schmuck prune, you know? So, this is Stalking Wolf, and I just spoke my mind on you. Bye.
Well, Stalking Wolf, I've got to make a little bit of an editorial here. For Paul, on behalf of Paul and on behalf of all the line runners throughout the world and beyond, you know, I like Bob 213. You know, I've got nothing against him. I've met him a few times. He's a very nice guy, and he does leave a lot of interesting input at times. And he is, as a matter of fact, for those of you who have your Artie Awards ballots, he is one of the nominees for Best Male Caller of 1984. What Paul generally is irritated about, and I'm speaking for him and hoping I'm speaking correctly on this because I feel this way, Bob leaves an awful lot of input, long, long, long input. Now, it's fine to have a lot to say, but when you ramble on and on and on and on like I'm doing right now, we occasionally have to cut your comments to pieces and get to the beef, as they say. And for Bob to want to boycott Movie Line or On Target or Feedback or Telefun or whatever the heck line he's boycotting because his comments don't get played from beginning to end, well, that's our prerogative. If we left Bob 213 all the way through the tapes and let his comments roll, there'd be hardly any time for you, Stalking Wolf. And that was my editorial right there. Thank you.
Yes, Bob, this is Martin from El Sereno. I just heard a comment on Bob 213. You're right. He is a complete you-know-what. I enjoy your phone calls all the time, and it does make my day go a lot faster since I have a desk job. And, you know, I mean, if you call people telephones every single day, 100 phone calls a day, it gets kind of boring. And I call your phone call based on monotony.
Yeah, call telephone more often.
And I do really, really, really enjoy your comment, like Bob. That's coming deep, deep inside of my head.
Well, Paul Mack, the only line where the alchemy, where the input message is longer than observatories, but the beep isn't. Hey, this is Rich E. Calcom calling you, and I'd just like to tell you that, well, Bob 213 went a little overboard. I thought that insinuating that Paul Mack or Brian Feedback or anybody on the lines is gay is none of anybody's business. Now, personally, I'm straight, so. Bob, you went a little bit too far on the movie line, and I know Mack, Paul, you were just kidding when you left that, even though I did leave a medium-sized heavy comment about you on the BS line.
Six is having problems, adjusting to his clone status.
At any rate, this is Rich E. Calcom, and I hope the little matter between Bob 213 and Paul Mack cools down. Bob, you're a very interesting person as far as leaving input is concerned, and also talking to you personally. You know a lot about music, and you know a lot about what's going on in the outside world. From someone in your, how should I say, class point of view. You leave very good comments, and I think you could be leave some pretty good movie comments, because I don't know if you see a lot of movies, but I know you watch a lot of TV, and you're exposed a lot to the outside world. And yes, Paul Mack will
Rich E. Calcom. troubles.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
They've got fears.
I'm not fat.
Well, not a prison, but I could see you really pushing maximum density.
They've got dreams.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
You don't have to be.
And now, they've got friends.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Because you're letting me.
They're the Breakfast Club.
Demented and sad, but social.
The Breakfast Club. Rated R. Under 17.
Richie Calcom.
Now in select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Richie Calcom.
We are now checking our select paper
okay,
here.
Okay, I've got all the information right here,
Mr.
Paul.
Mr. Fun, shall you do the honors?
Yeah,
you
thanks a lot. The
shall.
Breakfast Club. If you'd like to see The Breakfast Club, a John
breakfast
Hughes film.
Stuff.
Starring Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall,
that's
Judd
right.
Nelson, Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringworm.
And did you ever see Psycho 2, Paul?
Yes, I did.
Well,
I saw
Ali Sheedy is in this film from Psycho 2. And
was
let
that
me tell
the
you,
one with the breasts?
That was the one with the breasts and the shower.
Yeah,
she
was in Tex, you know. That was one of her first films with Matt Dillon.
Tex?
Yeah, I'll loan you the videotape.
Oh, that sounds
great.
Fun.
That was one of her first pictures.
Is it a copy videotape or is it one you scam from a store?
Get the hell out of here! It's a scam it! Why don't you read us where we can see these locales, buddy?
Okay.
Get your finger off that button. Let's just go with this.
Okay, you
trying
can
to
see
expose
the Breakfast
me on my
Club.
Own line here?
You can...
I wish there was someone else in the room so they could smack
okay.
you.
You can see the Oh, wait. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see The Breakfast Club in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Pacific, at the Hollywood Pacific.
You dare.
213, area code 464-4111.
I was sitting in the Hollywood, I swear to God, I was sitting in the Hollywood Pacific Theater, and this, all of a sudden, from nowhere, a loogie hit me on my shirt. I said, what the hell did this
a loogie.
A flying loogie came across the room.
It's probably mine. I was at Disneyland once, and I spit one that went a mile. It probably just finally landed.
Now, this was at the Pacific Theater, a loogie, so don't go to that one, folks.
Great. Okay.
Give us some North Hollywood.
Okay, you can also see it in North Hollywood. UA Movies, 818-766-4317.
Used to work at that place.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And for the Vals.
And Sherman Oaks for you, Vals. Pacific you know? 4, 818-990-4140.
You're lucky you can catch Cindy Telefun or Val Squirrel hanging out there. So make sure you see this picture and phone in your review at 761-0333.
Let's do it, dude.
Scan.
Hey, this is Mark, North Hollywood Jr. I just got back from seeing a movie that's up for a nomination in the upcoming, I can't even think of it, the upcoming Oscars, or whatever you want to call them. The movie is Amadeus, and I saw it, and, you know, it's got one of my favorite actors in it, the guy from, I don't even know his name, that's why he's one of my favorite actors. He's from the movie, Jesus Christ. Animal House. Yeah, that's it. Oh, well, I saw that movie, and it was good. And, it's worth seeing if you haven't seen it already. It's worth seeing. It's kind of hard to comprehend with, 1700s daily life, and this guy that wasn't really a 1700s type person, total crazy maniac. Pretty strange, but it was good. I suggest you go see it, and I saw it. As you know, that's about it. And I guess that's about it. Did I just say that? Yeah, I just said that. Well, this is Mark North Hollywood Jr. And see Amadeus. This is Mark North Hollywood Jr. I just said that. See Amadeus. Just said that too. This is Mark North Hollywood Jr. And I guess that's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello. This is Stanley. And this week I saw a very good movie by the director of Gallipoli, and it's called my memory, Witness. It's got that dude who played Han Solo in those silly Star Wars movies in a very breathtaking change of pace type of role, and I thought it was really good. I liked all the acting. I liked the movie. I loved the scenery. I loved the Amish society is something that not a lot of people know about, but they depicted it very well, and I have respect for the community, and someday I may go live there when I reach 103.
Who is it? I want to know who the hell became that 5213. I've been hearing about him, and I don't like him because I'm going to kill him. I'm going to make him look like my backyard. And I ain't got a backyard. All right?
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Well, hello, Paul. This is John from La Habra. And it seems that everyone is just hanging up on you. And I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why anyone would want to hang up on you. Fucking three-way's a pain in the ass, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a movie review on the movie. What movie do I want to talk about? Okay, let's talk about Fantasia. And I want to talk about the print at the Century Plaza. Personally, I feel the print looks like this.
Oh, sorry. You can edit that out, can't you?
The river. It brings them together.
This is our home place, May.
It tears them apart.
You can't hold back the river with a wife and two exhausted kids. Why won't you get any help?
It's where they'll make their stand.
I'll give you all one last chance, but then you gotta clear out.
Get off my land.
Sissy Spacek, Mel Gibson, The River, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
PG-13?
Well, that covers everybody that calls the movie line, Paul.
Wait a minute here. I'm going to be having a lot of wet dreams about this film.
You know, The River is nominated for 4 Academy Awards.
4 Oscars.
Best Actress.
You're kidding me.
For Sissy Spacek.
Right.
Best Original Score.
Score. Who did it?
Well, it's probably John Williams' first score
in a long
time.
It's the only one he did last year.
Best Cinematography and Best Sound. And it is playing in West Hollywood at
I'd like
the
to give
Cineplex.
That Radio Spot a nomination for Worst Sound.
The Radio Spot was a little warbly, wasn't it? The Cineplex Beverly Center, 652-7760.
Yes,
I believe that's 213 area code.
Scam it.
It's also playing in Northridge at the Pepper Tree, 818-993-0211.
That's right. And when Nino says also, that's it, folks. We're talking massively low
down. So we're going to throw down the paper, and we're going to scam with some more Academy Award nominations.
And the Arties.
Before we get on to the Academy Award nominations, I got to say one thing. You know, the music playing in the background, the theme to Gone with the Wind, Best Picture winner for 1939.
Yeah.
There was another movie nominated that year, I have seen both of them, and I'm still ticked off at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
What was that?
Scientists for giving the award to Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the
instead
Wind.
Of the other movie that was nominated that same year, The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. How
the
do you
Wizard
like
of
that?
The Wizard of Oz nominated the same year, and it lost.
What about Flying Deuces?
Was that 1939?
1939, yeah. I never got a nomination.
You know, there's something else, too. Another
Pisses
piece of
me
Academy
off.
Award trivia. Claudette Colbert, who happens to be my favorite actress, is the only actress ever to win an Academy Award. Claudette Colbert.
I thought that was a rogue one of your characters
Academy
on the
Award.
Gopher Twins.
No, she won her Academy Award for It Happened One Night. Clark Gable also won that year.
But it didn't happen that
and
night.
And she had 3 movies that she worked on that year that were all 3 nominated for Best Picture against each other.
Fantastic.
Isn't that something?
I love it.
Anyway, Paul, what do you got on the Academy Awards?
I got a paper here, and it's giving me, my info. And the Academy Awards are they're coming up, folks, on March 25th. At the Dorothy
Chandler thing. It's always there.
At the Dorothy thing. And the ABC will televise beginning at 6 p.m., so get your videotape recorder scamming, and you're going to love that scene.
Can you believe Johnny Carson's not going to host the Academy
Awards
this year?
Jack Lemmon. They knew that he wasn't going to get a nomination, so they figured, that makes you feel good. They'd probably call him up a week before the nomination. Jack, want to host? Oh, I guess I didn't get nominated. Well, anyway.
Well, from what I understand, he'll get his next year for Mass Appeal, I would imagine.
All right, here's the scam right here. We've got Best Picture. I'm going to read you Best Picture, Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Director.
Don't tell us what you're going to read.
No, why don't I read it? Okay. We're not going to go into everything, but we're going to go to the meat of the stuff this week. Nominees
for
Best...
I want to hear Best Technical Advisor.
Ah, okay. How about Best Boy?
Best Grip.
Yeah, bad. That was a good one, buddy. Best. How about Best Gopher?
Best Gopher. Okay. We're going to get to that one later. Get to the awards.
That's the thing on a set. Best Gopher. Okay. Best Picture nominees include Amadeus and R. Amadeus, The Killing Fields. Amadeus twice. A Passage to India. Places in the Heart. A Soldier's Story. Okay, I'm going to have to go for Amadeus in that category. Best Actor, F. Murray Abraham from Amadeus. Jeff Bridges from Starman, if you like acting like this. That's great. Albert Finney from Under the Volcano. Tom Hulce from Amadeus, who played Amadeus. Sam Watterson from The Killing Fields. I'll have to go with one of those nominees. Best Actress includes Judy Davis from A Passage to India, Sally Field, Places in the Heart, Jessica Lange from Country, Vanessa Redgrave from The Bostonians, and Sissy Spacek from The River. Keep in mind that every one of those actresses has won an Academy Award previously, except for... The hell's her name, damn it now, except for the girl that was in The Passage to Stuff.
Judy Davis.
Judy thing.
There you go.
And darn it... And the Best Actor supporting role would be Adolf Hitler for A Soldier's Story.
Oh, that was must have been for
I'm
Heidi Television.
Problems. God almighty. Adolf Rudolph. Shit. When do we go again? John Malkovich for Places in the Heart. Pat Morita from Happy Days for The Karate Kid. Hanging in there from The Killing Fields, Ralph Richardson from Greystoke, The Legend of Tar Stuff, and for Best Supporting Actress...
Legend of Tar Baby.
We've got Peggy AstroTurf in A Passage to India. God.
Astro.
Glenn Close in The Far Natural, Lindsay Krause in Places in the Farts, and Christina Lulty in Swing Stuff, Geraldine Pages from The Popes of Greenwich Steel, okay... And for Best Director, we've got Woody Allen for Broadway Danny Rose, Robert Benton for Places in the Heart, Milos Forman for Amadeus, Roland Joff for The Killing Fields, David Lean for A Passage to India. For Best Cinematography, we've got Amadeus, The Killing Fields, The Natural, A Passage to India, and Milos Zsigmond. Wait a minute, that's a guy that did The River.
Well, he's in there again.
Yeah, how do you like that? Who's in there where? What the hell are you talking about?
You're reading it. You said that there he is again or something.
Milos Zsigmond.
Oh.
Shit almighty.
Shit
okay.
almighty.
Here we go. Now we've got, for Best Original Score, we've got John Williams for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Randy Newman for The Natural, Maurice Jarre for Passage to India, and John Williams is in there for The River, Alex North for Under the Vol Stuff. Damn this. I can't read. Okay, Best Film Editing includes the films Amadeus, The Cotton Club, The Killing Fields, A Passage to India, and Romancing the Stone. And for Best Sound, we've got The Movie Line and Telefun. Speaking of Best Sound, we'll get to that next week. However, Nino, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Artie Awards,
sure.
What they're all about.
Well, the Artie about...
The
untold
story. Will you be quiet? You're talking.
About an hour.
Are they? And who's hosting that, Malmo? Thank
your
you.
Fault.
I knew it before you were going to say it, okay?
As
Will the Elliot... What were you saying?
No, you go ahead.
I knew you were going to say
that
something.
That was a good punch.
That was a damn good punch, and I'll hit you again if you try that again. No, go ahead. I insist. I resist. Read that scam.
It's only 5 in the morning.
Okay, we're cool.
This is actually, as you know, the 3rd annual Artie Awards and the 1st annual Artie Awards. The 1st annual, catch that, started in 1983. 1983, when we only gave awards to best caller, male and female.
And didn't Wings win as the first best Artie?
Wings, best Artie picture.
Oh, okay.
And the first male caller winner for the Artie Awards was Mr. Phone from Houston. Thanks, Paul. You can throw that one away. And the best female caller was Anne, who was then anonymous. The second annual Artie Awards in 1984. Best male caller was Buster Foyt, Esquire. The third best female caller, Ms. Bitchin.
Yes,
best
sir.
Entertainment line was Telefun. Bob Ob won for best line host, and Dave Nobody Home for best line co-host.
By the way, Bob
And we
won.
Do have some nominees for this year's Artie Awards, the 3rd annual Artie Awards, and they are best female caller, Felicia of Orange, Gypsy, Kahlua Kid,
yes.
Karen Grateful Dead, and Mickey Canoga.
Love it.
And best male caller, we've got Bob 213,
Great.
Mickey's Pal, Mike Wolfman Jack, Purple Pie Man,
Fantastic.
Sleazeback Leader's best friend, Best comment line, close line, nobody home, right? Observatory, Orange County Connection, and the Philly Connection, and best variety entertainment line, DBS, feedback, freaky phone, the movie line, and telephone. And for best line host, we've got Bob Ob, Jim Clothesline, John OCC, Nino Telephone, and Paul Mac, and a whole bunch of other
like
stuff.
That.
And you can get your ballot by sending your name and address to P.O. Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. Address that to Artie, A-R-T-E, the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment. And that's it.
That's it? Running out of time?
We're running out of tape.
But you've got to come back next week. How about it? We had too much fun.
Yeah, right, Paul. I like to be up till next
week. I mean, I'd like to continue this thing and get it all done this week, but we can't. I mean, the tapes, we're crinkling, buddy.
Are we going to do a sequel then?
We're going to do a prequel. Are you kidding me?
Prequel, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this tape
I
is
always
going.
Wanted to do this. Watch the tape roll off the end of the reel.
Better give input real
just
quick.
Just like Brian feedback. 7610333.
Uh-oh, the
tape
is going.
And my voice is quickly crunching.
Ooh, that
and,
hurt me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, doesn't this sound great? I'll never get a nomination for best sound.